الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي شرفنا على سائر الأمم برسالة من اختصه من بين الأنام بجوامع الكلم وجواهر الحكم، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم، ما نطق اللسان بمدحه ونسخ القلم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضانا إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, just a few words while we wait for the respected guest to arrive. It is indeed the grace and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this gift of iman. Iman is such a valuable thing, my dear brothers, the value of which person will only really realize when his eyes closes and he moves on to the next life. This iman will be a means of a person's salvation from the fire of Jahannam, and will be a means of a person's entrance into a Jannah. This iman will be a differentiating factor between a person's everlasting happiness, enjoyment, success, or whether a person spends the rest of his life in torment, hardship, and difficulty. It is mentioned in the riwayat on the authority of Huzaifa radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that يَدْرُسُ الْإِسْلَامُ كَمَا يَدْرُسُ وَشُّ الثَّوْبِ, that a time will come upon the believers when Islam will fade away from the lives of the people, like how embroidery on a piece of cloth fades away due to excessive washing. حَتَّى لَا يُدْرَى مَا صِيَامُ وَلَا صَلَاةُ وَلَا صَدَقَةُ وَلَا نُسُكُ, until a time will come wherein the knowledge of salah, the knowledge of fasting, the knowledge of the Quran, the knowledge of charity will be lost. وَلَا يُسْرَى عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي لَيْلَةٍ فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْهُ آيَةٌ, and the night, and in the passing of one night, the knowledge of Quran will be lost. That is, people will not know how to recite the Quran Kareem. وَتَبْقَى طَوَائِفٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ أَشَّيْخُ الْكَبِيرُ وَالْعَجُوزُ يَقُولُونَ أَدْرَكْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَى هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَنَحْنُ نَقُولُهَا. And those who will be alive at that time will have no knowledge of deen except this kalima la ilaha illallah. They will say, we found our forefathers reciting this kalima, hence we also will recite it. So Huzaifa radiallahu anhu's student Silah was present at that time. So he asked his ustad, oh my beloved ustad, of what benefit will this kalima be? Whilst they don't know any, they don't have any knowledge of salah, no knowledge of zakah, no knowledge of fasting, no knowledge of charity. So Huzaifa radiallahu anhu remained silent. His student posed the question to him for the second and the third time. At the third time, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu replied, O Silah, Ya Silah, tunjihim minan nar. O Silah, it will be this kalima that will save them from eternal destruction. So it is fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us with this iman. But the mere fact that we have this iman today is not a guarantee that we are going to pass away with it tomorrow. The reason for this goes back to the beginning of the time when insan was created, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and He commanded all the malaika to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. All the malaika prostrated before Adam alayhi salam besides Iblis. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw the arrogance in Iblis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished him from the heavens. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ, you are accursed, leave the heavens. So shaitan, being Iblis, the accursed one, he doesn't leave just like that. He takes a qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have been granted respite to the day of Qiyamah. Then shaitan takes a qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامُ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, that I will take every measure in step. I will use every force, every power. لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, I will come from in front of them, I will come from behind them, I will come from the right, from the left, from every direction I will attack this believer, every person who tries to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make sure that every one of them enters the fire of Jahannam. So every moment of us, of our lives, our iman is in direct attack from Iblis, the accursed one. But we are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His fazl and karam, is affording us this month of Ramadan, wherein from amongst all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats, one of the ni'mats which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in this month of Ramadan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chained the rebellious malaika, the shayateen. So that in this month, we can exert ourselves in ibadat. Rest assured that there is no hindrance from the time, from the side of these rebellious shayateen.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أظلكم شهر عظيم شهر مبارك إلى آخر الحديث وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. First and foremost, to apologize for the delay due to a severe traffic jam. Nevertheless, whatever we have heard in this short time would perhaps be more beneficial than what we'll hear now. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought us onto this occasion, the eve of this great month of Ramadan. And on this last day of Ramadan, Sha'ban, perhaps today is the last day. 1400 years ago and more, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And that historical khutbah which was for them and for us and for the people till the day of Qiyamah, dealt with the month of Ramadan. So therefore, on this occasion, it is only appropriate that we also focus on this Mubarak month and some of those gems that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the Sahaba, that we also reflect upon them and try to bring our focus 100% towards this Mubarak month. One of the oddest things to perhaps speak about right now would be the day of Eid. Because Ramadan hasn't commenced and we start talking about Eid. But to start off today's discussion, that is exactly what we will speak about. Some little couplets which a poet has mentioned regarding Eid. He starts off by saying, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ أَمِنَ مِنَ الْوَعِيدُ. That Eid is not in reality for the person who has worn new clothes. Wearing new clothes doesn't make it Eid. New clothes everybody wears, anybody wears. And neither wearing brand new clothes is a requirement of Eid. Yes, what is sunnah is that a person wears the best clothes that he has. To ensure that the person has bought something new, this is not a requirement. So nevertheless, he says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ. Eid is not in reality for the one who has worn new clothes. Eid in reality is for the one, لِمَنْ أَمِنَ مِنَ الْوَعِيدُ, who has managed to gain safety from the warnings of Allah Ta'ala. That the person who hasn't sincerely repented, the person who hasn't brought his life in accordance with the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala onto the way of life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the severe warnings that have been mentioned for this, the one who has gained safety from these warnings, he has gained Eid. Eid is in reality for him. He then goes on to say, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. That Eid in reality is not for the person who drives the best conveyance, the latest on the market, the best model that money can buy. This doesn't make it Eid for anybody. Eid is for that person, لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا, who has given up sins, genuinely repented and given up all his misdeeds, and he has come back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Such a person is worthy of celebrating Eid. Says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَبَخْتَرَ بِالْعُودِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِلْتَّائِبِ الَّذِي لَا يَعُودِ. That Eid is not for the person who has, so to say, showered himself in oud and itar and perfumes. Eid is for that person who has repented sincerely to such an extent that he doesn't wait for the day of Eid to come to go back to his sins. That he says, well, now Ramadan is over, I can do what I want. No, Eid is for that person who has repented and does not return to his sins. And then he says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَزَيَّنَ بِزِينَةِ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَزَوَّدَ بِزَادِ التَّقْوَى. That Eid in reality is not for the person who has acquired the glitter and glamour of this world. He has beautified his house and beautified himself and everything else around him. Eid is for the one who has taken the provisions of taqwa. Now we are talking about Eid, Ramadan hasn't commenced. The purpose is that we should be focusing on Ramadan with this vision of Eid. That when the day of Eid comes, will it be Eid? Unfortunately, we find that hardly Ramadan will commence, barely perhaps in the first week, and you'll find people already preparing for Eid. You'll find hours being whiled away in Eid shopping. You'll find hours being spent on trying to find the best match. Hours being spent on trying to sew the best garments. And that is the ideal way of destroying Eid. Because all that time which was meant to be spent in and to be dedicated towards the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that time which was meant to be reciting the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that time which was meant to be turning to Allah ta'ala and repenting sincerely, that time is spent now in preparing for Eid. And Eid is far away still. And all this time now that goes in these futile things destroys the reality of Eid, because by that time the person has forgotten to repent. The person hasn't even made one khatam of the Quran Sharif. The person hasn't even done sufficient in terms of ibadat. So before the month of Ramadan commences, our focus should be on how we will spend this Ramadan in such a manner that when the day of Eid comes, we will be worthy of celebrating that day of Eid. That Eid will be truly an Eid which Allah Ta'ala regards as Eid for us. So nevertheless, this month of Ramadan that is coming, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the Sahaba, he said to them, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. That a great month has dawned upon you. Now everybody's concept of great is different. A child, 2 years old, his father gives him a little toy, that's the greatest thing that he desired that toy, he got it. There's nothing beyond that for him. That's the greatest thing for him. But his elder brother looks at it and he laughs at him and says, well, he doesn't know more. That's all he knows. What else you can expect of him? But his desire is something, a real car, that shiny car that runs on four wheels, which he can drive around and show off with. That is his mi'raj. So when he does get that, that is his greatest thing. But his father also looks at that and laughs and says, well, you don't know much also. And the father got his eyes on seven figures and eight figures. When that comes, then that's the greatest thing. Everybody's concept of great is different. We, being what we are, when we look at something and we hear something great, then we understand it according to our limited capacity. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. He is saying it after seeing the reality of Jannat and Jahannam with his eyes. He is saying great after seeing what the reality is for the one who will dedicate himself in this month of Ramadan. What is in store for him? He has seen the reality of what is in store for the person who wastes this month of Ramadan. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ba'uda, the famous hadith which we hear every year, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he stood on the first step of the minbar and he said, Ameen. Then he stood on the second step and he said, Ameen. And then he stood on the third step and said, Ameen. And then he came down. The Sahaba asked, we saw very strange things today. We never heard this before. What was the meaning of all this? It's a lengthy hadith. The crux of it is, one of the occasions, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he made three du'as, rather three bad du'as. And one of them was that may that person be destroyed. May that person be destroyed. Now, whose tongue this is coming from? The tongue of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making this dua. It's coming from Ruhul Ameen. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, is saying Ameen to this dua. And he's saying, may that person be destroyed who received the month of Ramadan and failed to achieve his forgiveness. Because he had so much of time for other things, he didn't even have time to make sincere tawbah. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the reality of this also. And now with the reality in front of him, he is saying that indeed a great month has dawned upon you. So now that we have understood that this is the greatness, not what we can understand, but what Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has seen, and in the light of what he knows, he is saying great. So therefore we have to now focus on this in a different manner. Just to understand this by way of example, just a little example, which we perhaps discussed sometime previously, that as soon as the month of Ramadan comes, supposing if each person was given a little machine, and what this machine does, totally 100% above board, not counterfeit, each time you turn the handle, 200 rand note comes out the other side. And above board, legal completely. But you got it for 1 month. When the moon of Eid will be sighted, it will be taken away. Make the best of it while you got it. Can we truly say in our heart of hearts that we'll waste 1 minute? We have to turn the handle, it's not automatic, but perhaps while making iftar with the right hand, even the left hand will continue turning that handle, because we understand the reality of that 200 rand note coming out the other side. Here every moment Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's blessings are being poured. Every moment the blessings of Allah Ta'ala are being showered. But it requires that we focus ourselves. We realize what is in store for us. What a Mubarak time Allah Ta'ala has given us. Therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Shahrun Azeem, Shahrun Mubarak. That is a month full of barakah. Barakah in more than one way. One is the barakat in our rizq. And this is something everybody knows very well. The month of Ramadan comes and a person physically and visually sees the increase in the rizq and ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But barakat in the time, barakat in every aspect, a person dedicates himself in this 1 month, he will achieve that nearness of Allah Ta'ala which he won't achieve the rest of the year if he dedicates himself all the 11 months. That barakat is there in the time. That barakat is there in whatever action he does. One fard action he does multiplied 70 times. One nafil he performs multiplied to the value and the reward of one farz. Now this is the time to reap the maximum rewards. In this Mubarak month, we have to dedicate ourselves. For this purpose, there are certain things we have to keep in mind. Already we are perhaps maybe a few hours away, maybe a day away from the Mubarak month. But we should be doing certain things to prepare ourselves. Preparation is nevertheless should have started long ago. One aspect is that we clear all hukukullah, all the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have unperformed salah, our zakat is not up to date, we haven't perhaps fulfilled other obligations of deen. We start doing that now, or at least commence with it, so that our accounts come to date in terms of hukukullah, the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then together with that, we have to clear up the accounts in terms of hukukul ibad, the rights of the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, all the rewards that we will earn in this Mubarak month, it must not happen that this all gets destroyed on the day of Qiyamah. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is mentioned, the lengthy hadith, which is quite well known, he asked the Sahaba, who is a pauper? He said, the person who has no wealth, no possessions. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, that's not the person I'm referring to. The pauper of my ummah is the person, may ya'ti bi salatin wa siyamin wa zakatin. He'll come on the day of Qiyamah with mountains of good deeds. He'll come with salah, with mountains of siyam, fasting. He would have fasted every day of the month of Ramadan. And besides that, many nafil fasts also. Wa zakatin, and zakat, and charity, and other good deeds, hajj and umrah. Mountains of good deeds. But وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. While on the one hand he has all these mountains of good deeds, he will also come on the other hand that he had sworn at somebody. شَتَمَ هَذَا, that vulgar language which had become part of his vocabulary, and he swore at people without giving it a second thought. That is also now in his debits. While he got all these credits, this is part of his debits. وَقَذَفَ هَذَا, he falsely accused somebody. He usurped somebody's wealth. He hit somebody wrongfully. all these harms that he has done to people, while he has these mountains of good deeds, he has come with these debits as well. And on that day, they will come to claim compensation. Whether that person be some stranger who he had sworn at, who he had harmed, who he had committed oppression upon, whether it be his own wife, whether it be his employee or employer, it may be anybody. But if they were harmed and if their accounts weren't settled in this world, then even that wife will come on the day of Qiyamah, who in this world had no real defense. She was at the mercy of somebody. She had to take all the abuse. Or whether it was anybody else, they will all come on the day of Qiyamah and claim. But on that day, there will be no rands and cents and dollars and pounds that will settle anybody's claim. On that day, the claims will be settled with a'mal, with rewards, with deeds. Now they will claim, Allah Ta'ala will give all the good deeds. You were harmed in this way, so much for you. This person's good deeds will get dished out. And if all his good deeds are exhausted, فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يُقْضَى مَا عَلَيْهِ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if his good deeds are exhausted and his accounts are not settled yet, أُخِذَتْ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ Their sins will be now taken in return and put onto him, and he'll be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. And he came with mountains of good deeds, but he lost it as a result of shirking in hukukul ibad. So while this month of Ramadan is there for us to reap the maximum in terms of rewards, it is equally important that we settle the accounts in terms of hukukul ibad also. Then as far as the month of Ramadan is concerned, right from now, during the month of Ramadan and thereafter, as we mentioned in that little couplet, that who deserves Eid in reality? That لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَزَيَّنَ بِزِينَةِ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَزَوَّدَ بِزَادِ التَّقْوَى That person who has acquired the provisions of taqwa, for him is Eid. So what is this taqwa all about? This is the theme of the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala himself has declared it the purpose of Ramadan. And the sum total of this taqwa is giving up sin. That is the reality of taqwa, that a person gives up every sin. If the month of Ramadan has gone along, and during the month of Ramadan, while fasting also, the person hasn't given up sin, then where is Eid going to be? Eid. Otherwise, the reality becomes what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهْرِ That there is many a fasting person who gets nothing out of his fast except hunger. All he got was hunger, because while he refrained from halal food and drink, he did not refrain from what Allah Ta'ala had made haram all the time. He was refraining from halal food and drink, but his eyes were still involved in sin. He was refraining from halal food and drink, but he was still making ghibat and backbiting. He refrained from eating what Allah Ta'ala has provided halal, but it is forbidden during the time of the fast only. Yet what was forever forbidden, the injustices to people, all the other sinful acts, that he didn't refrain from. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, all he got was hunger, because he destroyed the essence and the spirit of the fast. So this is the thing that we have to focus every day with. In order to be able to achieve this maximum, one is that a person, obviously there's no question of getting involved in any kind of haram, that is out of the question. But together with that, there are certain things which are either permissible completely, but some of them even border on impermissibility, but nevertheless they are futile, of no use to us, neither in the akhirat, not even in this world. One is a person in this world, he has to go to his job, he has to attend to his business, all these things are obviously necessary for him, but there are certain things which are totally futile, and it really achieves nothing. During this month of Ramadan, we must cut out all these things as well. There are many things of this nature. Just to take one example, one example for us to reflect upon, and we'll find many other things in our lives which we can relate in a similar manner. For example, a person spends 1 hour reading the newspapers. Now, supposing he can read that newspaper without committing any sin, which is itself a great challenge in this time and age. If we accept that he can read that newspaper without committing any sin, any sin of the eye, any sin of the heart, Then after he spent that 1 hour reading that newspaper, when he closes it and thinks to himself, what did I achieve in this 1 hour? Nothing. 99.99% of the time, I've achieved nothing. What any little bit of some news which might be of importance, I would still have come to know in any other way. Now that time, that 1 hour, and that 1 hour is perhaps the minimum sometimes that he spent. That 1 hour which was spent reading propaganda, that 1 hour which was spent reading gossip, just idle gossip, that which was spent in futile reading of no use to us, that 1 hour could have been spent reading the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, many a times the month of Ramadan has passed and we haven't made one khatam of the Quran Sharif also. But we have read, if we count the number of pages, then maybe hundreds of pages of the newspaper, of magazines, of other futile things. What is a person is attending to his work, something is of necessity, that is in its place. But we're talking about things which are of absolutely no use. After that 1 hour has been spent, if a person folds that paper and asks himself, what did I achieve? If he did not involve himself in any sin in that time, alhamdulillah, but he's still 99.9% of the time, he'll find he has still gained nothing also. Rather, in fact, now, while reading namaz also, something he read in the newspaper will flash through his mind. And that time could have been spent reciting the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, rather than the words of people who are wishing to mislead us. So this is that month of Ramadan that is already on our doorstep, which we have to get the right focus towards. That time which we can spend in all these things, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made it so easy for us. One is a person has the opportunity, he spends the maximum time in Ramadan in ibadat. But not everybody has this opportunity. A person has to attend to his business, a person has to go to work, a person has other needs in life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered every one of us. So that together with all these necessities of life, we can still reap the maximum from the month of Ramadan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in this Mubarak month, do four things excessively. Two things you'll achieve the pleasure of your Rabb, two things you cannot do without. And such simple four things, which it neither takes any time, any effort, doesn't cost 1 cent, doesn't necessitate a person stopping everything else in life, but simple things. And this is out of the grace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the mercy Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, that he provided such simple things so that we can make use of every moment of the month of Ramadan. The two things we must do excessively, with which we will get the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Excessive istighfar. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Any formula of istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Over and over again, Ya Allah, forgive me, grant me your forgiveness and maghfirat. What does it take and what effort is required? The person is in his work, in his job, he's driving to and back from work. In all those moments when normally he would be listening to some news on some other idle and futile thing, keep the tongue engaged in istighfar. And the other, keep the tongue excessively engaged in La ilaha illallah, the recitation of La ilaha illallah. There's so much of virtues regarding this which we have heard over and over again. Time is already out. So these are the two things we have to do excessively. And the other two things we cannot do without. Ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannat and seek refuge from Jahannam. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika minan nar. In any language you can ask it. But these are the simple things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that do this excessively. And in this way we will be receiving those Mubarak moments, achieving the full reward of those Mubarak moments. Though we are busy in our work, we are attending to our necessities of life, but we haven't been deprived of those Mubarak moments. So this month has already come. It is a time to focus ourselves 100% for us to sincerely make dua today, perhaps before Asr or after Maghrib, if it's not possible before that, at least make 2 rakat Salatul Haja and ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, this Mubarak month has come, this great guest has come, enable me to spend this entire month in a way that will earn your pleasure. Save me from every such thing that will earn your displeasure. Save me from committing anything that is haram, and even what is futile, save me from that also. Let us ask for it and make that attempt. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will ease the way for us. We aim for the skies. Inshallah, we'll reach somewhere close to the roof. But provided we are making that attempt, we are striving, we are trying, Allah Ta'ala, out of His grace, out of His mercy, our little futile, feeble attempts, our broken efforts, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will crown that also with success, and He will overlook our faults and errors. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the full benefit of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And when this month finishes off, may Allah Ta'ala make us those people who would become 100% muttaqi and conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and those who have given up every sin in their lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.